My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now, as for the gripes, look, you got Skeens tonight. Things are going great. This is nitpicking. I would start Quinn Priester tomorrow instead of Martin Perez. Martin Perez has been a disaster.
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
He has not. They won in spite of him against the Phillies. Now, he's another guy who his off-the-field stuff is supposedly very good.
Big-time leader.
Big-time leader. He does the dumping of Gatorade and all that. There's a spot for him on the team. I'm not saying, like, DFA him or if they found a taker in a trade, okay. I'm not saying you kick the guy to the curb. He became a bullpen arm for the Rangers last year en route to the World Series. If he would take over the old Luis Ortiz role, I don't know if the results would be as good because Ortiz has been outstanding, but I've seen enough of him taking the ball every fifth day.
Yeah.
And Quinn Priester's last two appearances have been very good.
Yes. Let him ride that momentum, that confidence.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yes. And if he bombs, okay, that's not great, but I want to give him the opportunity to show what he's got, and my assumption is, no offense, that Martin Perez is going to bomb. So where's the risk? I'd like to see Quinn Priester, and I know he came out of the bullpen the other day. So that's one gripe I would have with them. And then this isn't so much a gripe I have with the team, but Key Bryant Hayes is back to being no good again. He was getting hot. It felt like going into the All-Star break. Some guys need time. You know, Paul Skeens, you give him the rest. Mitch Keller needed the rest. Or O'Neill Cruz and Nehemi, Andrew McCutchen, he's got some lingering things. They all needed a break. Key Bryant Hayes would have benefited from playing every single day, I feel like. And we had talked about it kind of the opposite, like just give the back a couple of days. But he was swinging a hotter stick. He swings at the pitch 3-0 and grounds in double play. Last night, I saw a Pirates blogger tweet out, if Hayes doesn't ground into a double play, I think it would be a win. And then, of course, he grounds into the double play. He looks just totally lost.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nuts to think a guy that they're paying and a team that still leaves a lot to be desired in their lineup and scoring runs is over 500, and he's really given them nothing offensively all year long. And I don't know what the solution is because Jared Triolo hasn't been good, so you can't take him out and just have Triolo play every day. You're probably not going to be able to find a taker for him at the deadline, and if you did, you'd have to get a third baseman in return. Like, there's the McMahon guy for Colorado. You could do a flip, a change of scenery thing there. I don't know how realistic that is. I don't know what you do with him during the season. Like, he is absolutely a candidate to move this offseason. No doubt about that. But you're kind of, no offense, Key, you're kind of stuck with him the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So it is a shame because I like the guy and we've seen flashes and he's a joy to watch defensively. And the hope was if he could be a 750 OPS guy with the way he plays defensively, he's well worth the contract, but he's not even close to
that. They'd be in first place.
Yeah.
If he just played to, and we say this all the time, if he just played to his average, they'd probably be pretty close to first place.
Yes. And most of the season now, when you think about it, they haven't gotten a ton of production from their corners.
Mm-mm.
They have for a month and a half now from Tellez, who's been a revelation.
But on the flip side, Triolo and Key, they have not hit the ball at all. I can look it up, but I would imagine they're among the lowest in baseball.
Who's
OPS
better?
For third base?
Who has a better OPS? Triolo or Key Brian Hayes?
It's gotta be Key, but I'm not.
I know.
I'm not. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it was pretty close. So, if you were to move on, like, I mean, at this point, if Triolo's higher, like, you'd just rather be stuck with him.
So, Key Brian Hayes' OPS is 596, and Triolo's is 555. So you asked the question, and I didn't know the answer immediately, and that tells you...
That tells you everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.